You are listening to this story, The Saga of Indian Food, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Anish Nair. Many centuries ago, when Achaemenids ruled all lands between present-day Turkey and Uzbekistan, a place called Sogdiya existed in the eastern edge of their territory. Not as well known today as its southern neighbor, the ancient region of Bactria, Sogdiya was then a bustling commercial hotspot sitting on the Silk Road. When Alexander the Great conquered the empire in the 4th century BC, he visited the Sogdian capital, Markanda, known as Samarkand today. There he discovered a world of culinary marvels unheard of back home in Macedonia. The star of this buffet was a regal rice preparation they called pilaf. However, the first time someone left a detailed recipe of the dish in writing was about 1,300 years later. That's when the world's possibly first culinary influencer named Ibn Sina penned a most detailed description of the Sogdian wonder dish for posterity. He is rightly called the father of modern pilaf. While the above gives an impression that the dish originated in the region, that may not be entirely accurate. The name itself comes from the Sanskrit pulak, which may or may not originate from Tamil purukkal. Pilaf received royal elevation as pulav when the Abbasids made acquaintance with it in their kitchens in Baghdad. This was a gluttonous caliphate that spent on food the way Mughals would spend on monuments later. In fact, overeating is said to have killed at least one big Abbasid, Caliph al-Mansur. His kitchen was a culinary melting pot of cultures that witnessed the elevation of pilaf from a humble Central Asian pastoral dish to the royal delight of Baghdad. From there, the dish would travel to Spain as paella and back to India as pilaf. Sometime in the first quarter of the 16th century, a Turkic warlord of Mongol descent left his home in Samarkand and came to India at the invitation of two local rulers. By 1526, he had established a kingdom of his own around present-day Kabul and Lahore.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?